AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are new allegations in the Russia investigation. The people indicted are from Russia. The Russian government denies involvement. The AP's Sagar Magani reports this comes days before President Trump meets with Vladimir Putin.
The president expects Putin to deny it, as he has in the past.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think.
The president spoke hours before the Justice Department made its most clear allegation yet of Russia's bid to interfere in the race, indicting a dozen Russian intelligence officers. In a written statement, the White House did not condemn Russian actions. It stresses the indictment does not allege any knowing involvement by Trump campaign staffers or that the hacking affected the race's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is now in Scotland for the weekend, leading up to the Putin meeting in Helsinki on Monday. In Britain today, the president met with Queen Elizabeth and with British Prime Minister Theresa May. He spoke about immigration in Europe.
I know it's politically not necessarily correct to say that, but I'll say it, and I'll say it loud. And I think they better watch themselves, because you are changing culture, you are changing a lot of things.
The president also talked about nuclear discussions with North Korea, and he says it will be a long process.
Probably a longer process than anybody would like, but I'm used to long processes, too. We haven't taken off the sanctions. The sanctions are biting.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions put in a plug for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee today, Brett Kavanaugh. Sessions touted the role of law enforcement in reducing addiction and overdose deaths plaguing Maine and New England. He spoke today in Maine. On Wall Street, stocks finish higher to close out the week. The Dow Jones Industrials finished up 94 points. This is AP Radio News. It was a long day at Wimbledon, and it's not over yet.
John Isner has lost the record-breaking marathon five-set men's semifinal to Kevin Anderson. The South African won the record-breaking six-hour and 36-minute battle, 26-24, in a fifth set that lasted an unprecedented 175 minutes. Anderson finally broke Isner's serve in the 49th game of the drama-filled final set and then served it out to reach his first-ever Wimbledon final. Isner already holds the 11-hour and 5-minute record for the longest ever match at Wimbledon and for the highest fifth set score at 70 games to 68. This time, though, he was on the wrong side of history. Graham Agars, Wimbledon.
And it is very late in London. Anderson's opponent for the title will be Rafael Nadal or Novak Djokovic. They did not set foot on center court until just before 8 p.m. local time after waiting around all day. And the two men are still playing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.